Welcome to Watershed's November podcast. My name's Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. This month sees our annual celebration of short film at the Encounters Film Festival. This year also sees the welcome return of Animated Encounters, which features a rich programme of films and events showcasing the very best in world animation. Every year when I do the selection for what is now rebranded Brief Encounters, I'm always struck by the energy and ideas contained within the short film form. I've said this before, and I'll go on saying it. There is more creativity in the short film than the more celebrated longer form. This year's lineup certainly proves it yet again. Watching so many films together, 400 over the summer, themes begin to emerge. I was struck by a strand portraying older women's experiences. Films such as Rosa, Ella, and Mickey Badder give a powerful insight into women's lives. Women who have lived through the Holocaust, women who create an escape to Mallorca in their German rural backyard, women who, despite being abused, retain a strong sense of self and individuality. Collected together, these are a powerful programme of films. Last year, we introduced in the festival a Shorts to Features strand, which looks at the experience of short filmmakers who have made the transition to feature films. With most short filmmakers, there is a feature director bursting to get out, but the path is fraught and littered with unfilmed scripts. However, this year we have three feature films and their crew on hand to talk about how it happened. Alicia Duffy's All Good Children opened at the Cannes Film Festival this year and is a striking debut feature. Ken Wardrop has long been championed by Encounters, and his first feature, His and Hers, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. Finally, Esther Rotz Can Go Through Skin. I saw it at the Berlin Film Festival 2 years ago, and I've been trying to screen it at Watershed ever since. Finally, here it is. An intense feature debut about a woman's recovery in the countryside after being attacked in the city. The film brilliantly manages to convey the woman's fragility and strength. The music also is extraordinary and is by Dan Giessen. For those who are into these things, he, it transpires, is Ron Giessen's son. Who he, you might say. Ron Giessen worked with Pink Floyd in the early days and mapped out a whole route of playful experimental music. Dan will be at the festival to talk about working on Can Go Through Skin. To find out more about the festival, go to encounters-festival.org.uk, and they both run from the 16th to 21st of November at Watershed Arnolfini in the Cube in Bristol. I was doing some research into Mike Lee recently, partly thinking about his new film, Another Year, which is mature Mike Lee, poignant and hugely entertaining, and partly because I'd missed him when he was talking at Watershed a couple of years ago. He did a talk for a group of Bristol-based filmmakers about directing, which is published on our D-Shed website. The questions and answers are terrific. Lee, who has a reputation as a prickly interviewee, is wonderfully open and generous and gives a vivid insight into his directing practice. He talks about his early days being commissioned by the BBC, and I was struck by this concrete example of what his contemporary Ken Loach, in a recent lecture at London Film Festival, has said is lost in current television. Lee describes the experience of working with the BBC in the 1970s as this. They kept a slot open for certain strands, for example, Play for Today, and directors were commissioned to fill the slot. That was as simple as it got. Lee and his contemporaries, for example, the aforementioned Loach, Stephen Frears, went off and made the films. There was very little to no interference from the broadcaster. Compare that with today, as Loach points out in his address. There has to be script approval. The commissioning editors are very hands-on. Everyone is interfering with the creative process, so what possibility is there for the creative voice to be heard? As a footnote, in the Watershed workshop, Lee is asked about being always referenced alongside Ken Loach and gives an excellent account of their different approaches to filmmaking. Lee's new film, Another Year, opens at Watershed on Friday the 5th of November, and the talk that Lee gave can be seen on dshed.net. A Pitch Upon Weirs article's Palm d'Or winner, Uncle Bunmi, who can recall his past lives, is released this month. We presented his work as part of our Decalogue season running all this year at Watershed. One of the unique aspects of Apichatpong's work is the way he moves so easily between film and the visual art world, and that what he does is makes films and makes the viewing process like an immersion into a dreamlike world. Jean Cocteau would have approved. For more discussion on Apichatpong's films, visit watershed.co.uk/decalogue and go to the screening of Tropical Malady. Uncle Boonmi, who can recall his past lives, opens at Watershed on Sunday the 21st of November. That's all for this month.